Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Bechukosai, we'll have 60 Divrei Torah Mirtz Hashem. The crux of the Parsha focuses on Bracha and Klala. If we keep the Torah, we will have Bracha. But if we disregard the Torah and we sin, there will be Klala, as is discussed in the Tochacha, the rebuke, the punishments that ensue when we don't adhere to the requirements of the Torah. We are going to start with Dvar Torah number 1, all the way at the beginning of the Parsha. Im bechukosai teilechu ve'etz mitzvosai tishmeru. If indeed you will follow my decrees and observe my commandments. And on that, there's a medrash that brings a pasuk from Tehillim, the famous long perek of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes. It brings a pasuk from David HaMelech, who says as follows, Chishavti drachai va'ashiva raglai el edosecha. Says David HaMelech, I considered my ways and I returned my feet to your testimonies. Again, chishavti drachai, before taking a step, David HaMelech would consider his ways. He would evaluate what's the best thing to do, how to spend his time. He would reevaluate, and only then would he set out on the path to follow his decision, but he would reevaluate along the way. That's why he says, chishavti drachai. I considered what's the right thing for me to do, what's the path that I should take, v'ashiva raglai, and only thereafter would I place my feet, and it went in the direction of your testimonies, of your mitzvahs. And the lesson from this is that when somebody wants to be mekayim a mitzvah, I'm thinking I want to do this mitzvah. Stop. Think about it first. Even about a mitzvah, don't run head first into doing a mitzvah. You want to think, is this the right mitzvah for me to do? Is there a better mitzvah for me to do? Should I be spending my time on a different opportunity? Is this the right timing? Even if it's the right mitzvah, is it the right timing for the mitzvah? Is this the right way I should do the mitzvah? We have to think in advance about all of these things, because in fact, there are certain mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs in the Torah, but it wouldn't be appropriate for certain people to do it. A Talmud Chacham should do certain mitzvahs and maybe not other types of mitzvahs it wouldn't be proper for him to do. And we'll give an example, so just putting on it, when it's not proper to do a mitzvah. I run downstairs, I'm running late for shul, and I throw on my talis and I throw on my tefillin. That's not the right way to do the mitzvah. You have to think about the meaning of the mitzvahs. You have to have kavanah when you say the bracha on the mitzvahs, and to run head first into doing a mitzvah without that pre-thought, that analysis, that investigation, as David HaMelech, evaluation. This is an important mitzvah I'm about to do, and think about it, internalize it, slow down. That's not the right thing to do. So even when it comes to mitzvahs, we have to analyze, yes, this mitzvah, not this mitzvah. There are opportunities here, but we're turning down other opportunities, and the right way to do the mitzvah. So even when it comes to mitzvahs, that's what David HaMelech is saying, chishavti drachai. What's the right path for me? What's the right mitzvah for me? What's the right, best way to spend my time? And only thereafter, v'ashiva raglai elei dosecha. Then he went forward and he pursued what his decision was. And accordingly, let's get back to our pasuk. Says the Gon Mivarka as follows. That's why our pasuk says, im bechukosai teilech. Why does it start with im? If you will do my chukim. If you will go in the way of my chukim and my mitzvahs. Because not every chok and not every mitzvah is the right one for us to do right now. We have to analyze this. David HaMelech says, chishavti drachai, analyze, is this the right one? Is this the wrong one for me to do? Is this the right time? Is this the right way for me to do it? And only then, after the analysis and reevaluating along the way, should we proceed. And that's why it says, if, because it's not always that we're going to go on a certain path. Maybe the other path is the proper way for us to go. The Chidush Harim, this is Vort number 2, says as follows, on the same pasuk, actually on the same medrash even, as well, that every individual has his own task in this world, his own responsibility, and it's only for him. Only he is able to accomplish that responsibility, to fix something that no one else can do. Each of us has a personal responsibility, not talking about only to ourselves, but to the klal, to the community as well. And what that requires for us to do is to subjugate our personal needs for the common good as well. Not always, obviously, but certain things that we want to do something, but there's a public need, that means we're going to have to put aside our personal desires and do what is necessary in order to accomplish what we are here, that we are responsible to do in this world. And if we're not mevatel our own desires, we're not going to be able to accomplish what we're here to do. In fact, this is a Mishnah. We're going to read a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, im ein ani li mili. We'll read the pashtus of this Mishnah. If I don't watch out for myself, then mili. Who's going to watch out for me? Ukshe ani la'atzmi. However, if I'm only watching out for myself and not others, ma'ani, what am I? What have I accomplished? And says the Chidush Arim on this Mishnah as follows, mashmutal alay la'asot, lo yuchal achar la'asot. It says, im ein ani li mili. There are things that only I can do. There are responsibilities that I have that are only I can accomplish, and no one else can do it. Aval kisha ani la'atzmi, but if I'm only worried about myself without worrying about others, I will not be able to accomplish that task. And that's what he says is the kavana of this Mishnah Medrash that we quoted. David HaMelech says, each and every day I would analyze, I would evaluate the place that I'm going. I'm going to go to this place, I'm going to go to that place, I'm going to go visit this friend. And only after that analysis, David HaMelech said, that is when I proceeded. What's that analysis? His analysis was, how am I going to accomplish my own personal responsibility? And that was his evaluation that he used to do. He would be mechashev, chishavti drachai. How am I going to do what is incumbent upon me to do? And only after that evaluation, then v'hayu raglai molichos osi labate kinesir. It says, my feet then, they would take me to shul. What's shul? Shul in the base measures. That represents where the kehila is, the klal is. That is where Jews are. In other words, he's saying, I would analyze what's my path, but my path always led me to the shul and beis medrash. I found people that had needs. That was the klal. That's where people get together. And if it weren't that I did an analysis, I didn't do the analysis, this evaluation, it would never take me to the right place then, because the right place ultimately is helping out others in order to accomplish what I am here to accomplish. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. We are on Perek Chafav, Pasuk Ches. We're not going many psukim. We're still on the side of the brachas in our parsha. And it says, when Klal Yisrael is keeping the brachas, we will be able to be strong militarily. And it says as follows, V'radfu mikem chamisha meyah. Five of you, five Jews who are adherent to the Torah, will be able to run after and to succeed militarily against 100 of the enemy. So 5 versus 100, that is a multiple of 20. It means each person is going to be able to overcome 20 and be victorious. So V'ratchu mikem chamisha mea, 5 will be able to overcome 100, a multiple of 20. Umeya mikem, and when you have 100 of you, being Shomrei Torah Mitzvot, rivava yirdofu, they will be able to be successful against 10,000. In other words, that's a multiple of 100. If we have more people, we have a higher multiple. Each person will be able to overcome 100. So Rashi comments as follows. This isn't correct math. Where is this math coming from? The first time we say the multiple is 20. Why is the second time, when you have more people, the multiple of 100? So Rashi answers his question as follows. Ela eino dome mu'atim ha'osim et ha'Torah. There is no comparison between when we have a few people during the Torah. Limirubim ha'osim et ha'Torah. When you have many people during the Torah. Many people adhering to the Torah. So the Avnei Ozel says as follows. When you have a lot of people together, organized, they're doing whatever it may be as a mitzvah. They have a learning program together. They have a chesed program together. They're acting in unison together as a kehila, as a group. The koach is unbelievable. And the koach even of each individual, but of that group, will be able to run after and get rid of evil so much easier than we have fewer. The multiples are significant. However, when you have fewer, also great, but not as strong. When we have a Reuven, or we have a Shimon, or a Levi, then they make up a group of 5. So each has power for sure, but their multiple is accomplishing 20. Then when we have 100, the multiple is accomplishing 100 for each individual. So that means as follows, the more people together doing a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah activity, doing something significant as a group, the larger the group, we say, Barov Amahadras Melech, the stronger the group is, the broader the group is, the more the multiple is, the more koach they have. And accordingly, says the Avnei Ozel, koach harabim magbir kama v'kama monim es kocho shel haprat. When we have a group together that magnifies the koach of each individual, such as understanding the pasuk now, v'ratfu mikem chamisha mea, when you have five people, that's not a lot of people, but you still have a tremendous power, you're going to be able to have to run after 100, that's a multiple of 20, but when you have 100 people together, you'll be able to overcome 10,000 because the multiple of each is 100. And if you have 200 and 300 Jews doing something together, think about the amazing Siyum HaShas with 100,000 people together. The Koach is unbelievable. And you see the same thing in life when you have a group of people. You have just two Chavrusas learning together. It's a little bit lonely. That's an amazing thing. But when you have a whole Tzibur learning together or doing an activity together, the Koach is so much greater. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4, still talking about the brachas, the bracha side of the equation in this week's Barsha. It's Perek Chafav, Pasuk Yud Beis, Dvar Torah number 4, V'hisalachti b'sochechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will go in your midst. Now this word, Hisalech, says the Sforno as follows, Hisalech, I will go, this means traveling together with you. It doesn't mean staying in one place, in a static place, but it means moving here, and moving there, and moving everywhere. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a chavtacha. He's giving us a promise that when he's sure of the Shechina, when we have all this bracha, it's not going to be limited to one place, the base of Mikdash, and that's it. No, that's not the case. And we have tremendous bracha, v'isalachti b'sochachem, I will be in your midst, which this means is that the Kedusha will be in each and every Jew, because each and every Jew, when we're Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, we are like a Beis HaMikdash, an individual Beis HaMikdash. Each and every Yid is a receptacle for tremendous Kedusha. And that's why it says, V'hisalachti b'sochem, I will go in your midst, each of you in your midst. And that's accordingly we can understand why the prior Pasuk says, V'nasati mishkani b'sochem, I will put my sanctuary, my sojourning in each of you. And now we're coming to explain that. What does that mean? B'sochem, in each of you, v'hisalachti. I will be in each and every one of you traveling wherever you may be in the world. But you're a kli of kedusha of holiness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be there with you. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 5. We are going to the Tochacha side of things. But towards the end of the Tochacha, we are in Perek Chafav, Pasuk Membeis, and it says towards the end, but not at the way end, not after the Tochacha, but towards the end of the Tochacha, all the terrible things that would happen to Klal Yisrael if we don't keep the mitzvahs. And then it sounds like it's on a positive note. V'chazacharti es brisi Yaakov, es brisi Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will remember the bris, the covenant that I had with Yaakov Avinu and with Yitzchak. V'af es brisi Avram es Korin. I'll also remember the bris I have with Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And in addition, I will remember the land Eretz Yisrael. So the Shlach HaKadosh asks a great question. This doesn't seem to fit. This is in the Tochacha, albeit towards the end of the Tochacha, but we're talking about a lot of negatives, and here it seems to be saying something positive. Now, we could say that it's ending on a positive note, but we're still not at the way end of the Tochacha, we're just close, and there's a positive pasuk after this. So what's going on here? So the Shlach says it's saying something else. This isn't a positive thing. What it's saying here is, Klal Yisrael, with all these sins, you should know that if you look at who your ancestors are, and if you look at where you came from, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and you look at the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, you should have accomplished so many great things, and you've sinned. And because you had such high potential looking at your ancestors and looking at the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, your sins are so much greater. Because when somebody sins, he says, he brings an example, when somebody comes from a Milyuchas family, a family of great Rabbanim, of great people, Talmidei Chachamim, and grew up effectively in Melucha, effectively grew up as a prince in the king's house, and the person sins, that sin is so much worse than the sin of a commoner, of a peasant. Same sin, but where you came from, it magnifies the problem. And that's what this pasuk is saying. Klal Yisrael, all these sins were terrible. But when you add in that you had such potential and your ancestors were Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and you had the land of Eretz Yisrael with such great Kedusha, and you still sinned. That magnifies the problems so much more. And just to add on, when David HaMelech had a very difficult life, he had rebellions from various sons who tried to seize power from him. One of them was Adoniah, the son of Chagit. And in Malachim Aleph, it discusses what happened there. Shlomo was supposed to be the king, and Adoniah tried to seize power. And the Pasuk comments as follows, V'lo azavo aviv meimav le'mor madua kachasisa. His father, talking about David HaMelech, he never saddened Adoniah. It means he never told him off. He never gave him Musar. He never said, why are you acting this way? That is a problem when a child doesn't have discipline. That's the pashtus of what this pasuk is. But the Vilna Gaon says that actually, and this fits in beautifully with our Dvar Torah, that when we have somebody who has yichus, the responsibility is so much greater. What it's saying is that this is a comment to Adoniyahu, saying v'lo atzavo aviv, the fact that David HaMelech with his father, to have such a great father, that never made Adoniyahu think even, what are my responsibilities here? How should I be acting? And that's a terrible thing. So that when we read the pasuk as follows, it's not talking about David HaMelech never sat and told him off. V'lo atzavo aviv, he never thought, look at the father I have. What are my responsibilities? Le'mor, to say to himself, madua kachasisi, why am I acting like this? So that is the same thing. Child that comes, everyone has responsibilities not to sin. But when we have a child, you're the son of David HaMelech, you have a huge responsibility. You never even thought about their responsibility. So to hear in our pasuk, Zacharti, as Brisi says, the Shlach HaKadosh, this is part of the Tochacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Tochacha with all these sins and Klal Yisrael. The children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you had Eretz Yisrael and you still stand. That multiplies the sin so much greater. And now Dvar Torah number 6, along the same lines here, same pasuk is as follows, says the Alshech B'nai Yisrael. It's B'nai Yisrael now, it's not talking about, a different way to look at it, it's not pshat, it's a drush on this pasuk, V'zacharti es b'isi Yaakov es b'isi Yitzchak, that was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll remember it, but here he says as follows, that it's Klal Yisrael shouting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember, V'zacharti, we're telling him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should remember, you should remember the great avos that we have, you should remember we have such zchuyos, we have Avram, we have Yitzchak, we have Yaakov, please have mercy on us. But nonetheless, Klal Yisrael is not answered. Why aren't they answered? We don't get a positive response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he says, he does respond, so he's Va'aretz Eskor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to them, you're telling me I should remember Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and you have such merits because of them, but you have to know, Va'aretz Eskor, the land of Eretz Yisrael shouting out to me on the other hand, saying, but look at their sins. And they were Mechalo, they profaned the land, and they didn't keep the mitzvahs, and they didn't keep the mitzvahs atluyas Ba'aretz, and there was promiscuity, whatever it is, whatever the land is going to make the claim, what will we do in the land of Eretz Yisrael? We're on the one hand saying, but look at our zchuyos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or at least the zchuyos of our ancestors, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Va'aretz Eskor. But on the other hand, I have to contend as well with the Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of HL. It should be the Kedusha of HL, but the land is saying, but look at all their sins. Look at how they have decimated me on a spiritual level. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to contend with. It's nice to have Yichus, but if you're out there sinning, that Yichus isn't going to be very effective. Mir Tzashem, Chazak V'nit Chazak, we're finishing Sefer Vayikra. We should only end on a positive note, and we should, Be'ezrat Hashem, see the bracha and atzlacha at the beginning of the parsha, and the Mir Tzashem, we should be able to avoid, by earning, by having our own merits, we should be able to avoid the tochacha, which is in the balance of the parsha. Thanks so much for listening.